there are way too many children ending up in these situations. I never realised it myself until obviously we went down that route of fostering and adoption. And I've just been horrified to realise that there are that many children that are being abused or neglected.
What do you think needs to be done here in terms of a solution?
I think there needs to be more help when these children come into the world. I know personally that their children aren't checked on as much as they used to be, their parenting classes, all those sorts of things, because of cuts and everything, are just not being used now. Even like when a child is born, it used to be that you were checked on every day for 10 days. You're lucky now if you're seen twice in those 10 days. And some of those people have no idea how to look after children, how to bring a child up, what their basic needs are. And whether this can be brought in a bit more at school, I don't know. But there's certainly failings along the way. And for those figures to rise as much as they have in the last 5 years, more than double, is crazy.
And is it for these reasons that you think perhaps this lack of support, these failings, as you point out, is a reason for why we're seeing such an increase?
Yes, probably. And also our sort of justice system as well. The sentences for any of these cases are so lenient. It's almost like a slap on the wrist. They're not being punished if they're found guilty, and they can go on and do it again.
Obviously, of course, you've been vocal about tougher sentencing. Is that, I mean, after seeing these figures, that does that only raise that issue even further?
For me personally, yes, it does. As you know, we've been campaigning for tougher sentences since the trial in February of our little adopted boy's birth parents, who were actually given the maximum sentence of 10 years, which obviously they'll be out in 5 and they'll have 5 years on probation. But again, that isn't enough. Our little boy nearly died, and if it had been GBH with intent, they could have received a life sentence. So why, just because it's a child, these neglect and child cruelty sentences are so minimal? There isn't enough of a deterrent for anybody. You know, they're not thinking, oh, well, if I do that, I could be locked up for a long, long time. They know that these sentences are minimal.